Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. Shir is generously sponsored by Janine and Kyle Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Nun Hei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Halacha Beis. The Gemara mentioned the previous Daf, the Havoro L'Chalek Yotzos, the Yisra Havoro stands on its own in order to teach you that each one of the Melochas of Shabbos has its own Chatas, even if you did all of them at one shot. Says the Gemara now in the second line, Omar Rav Yirmiyah, that's the gear so that Rav Chaim brings, Omar Rav Yirmiyah, Havor L'Tzorech Yatzus. There is a reason why Havoro went out and is not part of the regular Melochas, and it has its own Pasuk. L'lamal Batidinim Shelo Yudonim Shabbos, to come and teach you that you don't do Misas based here on Shabbos. My time, what's the source? Nimarkan b'chol moshvah seichem. It says, lo yisavar resh b'chol moshvah seichem. Don't light fire in all your moshavos, in all the place where you're settled. V'nimar l'holon, it says another pasuk. V'yue l'lochem l'chukas mishpot l'deroy seichem. B'chol moshvah seichem. So we're mentioning mishpot, and we're mentioning the moshavos. Ma moshvah seichem, sh'nimar l'holon. There we talk about Moshavos, talk about a Mishpot. So also here, it's referring to Botidinim to tell you that you don't have a lot to do, not do Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. And that's part of Avor. Avor is one of the Mises Bezdin, is Srefo. So you're saying not to do that on Shabbos. So that's the reason I have this Pasuk. To teach you the Mises Bezdin cannot be done on Shabbos. It says the Gemara. One of Shmuel by Avdumo, Mikavan the Tamar Letzorich Yotzas, Kimi Shi Yotzas Shalor Letzorich. Yes, there is a Tzorich for it, but it's as if it came out Shalor Letzorich. As Mepharshim explained, what the Gemara is meaning to say is the word Moshavos is Letzorich, to teach you that Mrs. Bezdi is not done on Shabbos, but not the Havara. You could have just said, Lo yisasu melocha b'chol moshvoseichem. Don't do any melocha in all your moshavos. Why it says specifically Havara? Why it brings that melocha? To teach you the other limud, that Havara is coming to chalek, to tell you that each melocha is chayav chatos. The fact that that part is not needed, it teaches you. Says the Gemara, this concept tells us, Dover chad sheyotzo letzorech ein chalek. If you have a single item out of a rule coming out for a purpose, for a reason, so then that doesn't teach you any chiluk. But if it's coming, it teaches you chiluk. What's a chiluk? Meaning that you're going to come and be mechayev on each melacha. Each melacha will get its own chatos because there's one of the melachas that went out for no other purpose. That's what we learned till now. So as the Gemara, according to this, Shnei Dvoim Sheyotzu Min HaKlal, Ma'u Sheyachleku. What happens if you have a rule that includes many details, and two of the details go out of the Klal, meaning you have a special pasuk for each one of these two details. Do you say that they're going to teach you that each one of the details which are included in the Klal has its own chatas or not? In other words, do we say only when one thing comes out of the Klal, it teaches you on the Klal Kuloi? Or even if two things come out of the Klal, it teaches you on the Klal Kuloi. So the one Ishmaelim and Adol, let's look at the following. And the Gemara now is going to bring a Braiso that lists all the items that are not supposed to go on the Mizbeach. Meaning there are parts of the carbon that go on the Mizbeach. Then there are other parts that do not go on the Mizbeach. And we want to speak about these parts that are not supposed to go on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara brings a list of things. Minayin, how do we know? That amala bipsar chatos, the meat of chatos, that doesn't go on the mizbech. Umi basa ashram, the meat of ashram, that doesn't go on the mizbech. Umi basa kotche kadoshim, basa kotche kalim, and the meat of all kotche kadoshim and kotche kalim, obviously, except oilo, that doesn't have to go on the mizbech. Umoisar ha'oimer, whatever is left over from the oimer after you did the kmitzo. Vishte alechem, the two breads of Shavuos, they don't go in the Mizbeach. The Kvosim, the sheep, go in the Mizbeach, but not the two breads. For Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim, that you have every Shabbos, so Lechem Aponim doesn't go in the Mizbeach, only the spice called the Levoino goes in the Mizbeach. For Shiyorim Menachas, all Minchas, they do Kmitz upon the Mizbeach, and the leftovers called Shiraim, doesn't go in the Mizbeach. Umina Seyor, Umina Dvash, and yeast and honey should not go in the Mizbeach. In all these cases, how do you know that one who does that, He's over Eloi. He said to him, Eloi ma'ake, kol sera v'chol dvash. So clearly you speak about sera and vash. Eloi sektiru mimenu ishel Hashem. So you dash in the word mimenu ishel Hashem to tell you, hakol shesh mimenu leishim. Any one of these items that has something that goes on the Mizbeach, and that part did not go on the Mizbeach, however, we're about to clear that part that did not go on the Mizbeach, there's an Isur Loisase to put it on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara now, where blows a shor l'Rabbi Yochanan, now that we have the entire list, v'yotzu shtei alechem v'yalamdu ala kochim l'kevesh, meaning, by shtei alechem, as we'll see in a moment, there's a pasuk to teach you, that not only when you put it on the Mizbeach, you over alo saseh, but even if you put it on the ramp that goes up to Mizbeach, you also over alo saseh. Why doesn't Shtei Alechem teach you for all the other kachim? Now, the next two words, Omer Leh, we take out, according to Reb Chaim, Kadodatani, like it says in the Baiso, HaMizbeach. You can't put it on the Mizbeach things that don't belong there. Ein Leh Ela Mizbeach. How do you know? Also the ramp. You can't bring it up at all to the Mizbeach, not even the ramp. The problem is to put it on there, even if he's not intending to do it as a krovot to the Mizbeach. He's just placing it there. The problem is only when he puts it for the intention of the avoidah. So that's when you know that Shtei Alechem has a problem to put it on the ramp. So Shaila is, why doesn't Shtei Alechem teach you for all the other items that you now put it on the ramp? Omar Lehi, you can learn for that pasuk, because it says over there in the pasuk, Korban Rishis Tekrivu Oysom Lashem. You say, Dafka these. Oysom mute. It's a mute. Only these. What is these? What are we talking about? We're talking about the Shtei Alechem. And we talk about Bikurim, because that's really what Seir and Dvash refers to. Seir refers to the Shtei Alechem, to the bread. And the Dvash refers to Bikurim, because one of the Bikurim is bringing dates, which Dvash comes from it. So you say, Oysom is a mute. Elu chavim aleim lakevesh. V'ein shar kol hakotchim chavim aleim lakevesh. Only these have a problem to put on the ramp, but not any other kachim in the list. You have an issue to put them on the ramp. Says the Gemara now, mipnei shekosuv oisom. That's only because it says the word oisom. Ha'ein kosuv oisom elamdim. But if you would not say the word oisom, these two things, which means shtei alechem and bikurim, would have taught an all other kachim that putting you on the ramp is a problem. Says the Gemara davar hamud beis. Hadom, what this teaches you, shtei divroim shiyotsu min haklal. Cholkim, that's the Gisa of Reb Chaim. You see, the two things do can teach you something, even though it's two separate things. And the more understands if two things can teach you something, so two things also can teach you about cholkim, meaning if they can teach you that each one stands on its own and has its own chatos. Or in this case, its own loisase. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Omav chanino breid der av hilal, lachloik einam cholkim, halalamid milamdim. It could be the two things can teach you something. But it doesn't mean they're coming to be mechalek, a lav, or a chatos for each one. You could say that only when you have one thing that comes out of the klal, that teaches in the whole klal that each one has his own chatos, his own loisase. But if you have two things coming out of the klal, so then they don't teach you a chiluk. They only teach you different limudim from the two, but not chaluko. So that was one way the Gemara brought that discussion, this shakal v'tayr. Beisei b'raboin, Loyamarken, he says the way that discussion went was differently. The question was that the Shtei Alechem, which includes also Bikurim, will teach and all the other kachim that you can't put on the ramp, as we mentioned before. So as we mentioned before, the word oysom comes to tell you that you can learn from them. So now the Gemara wants to bring a raya from here, the opposite of what we said before. Because before he wanted to bring a raya, the same way two things teach, so also two things are mechalik. Says the Gemara, no. Hadam ro davar echot shiotz min haklal letzoyich ein hacholik, v'shelo letzoyich hacholik. That's as we said before, if one thing comes out of the klal, if it came out letzoyich, so it's not teaching you chaluko. But if it came out shelo letzoyich, it teaches you chaluko. But shnei dvarim shiyatzu min haklal einam cholkim. But two things that came out of the klal, they're not cholik. Why? What is the raya? Because the whole question the Rabbi Elazar asked was that they will teach these two things, I mean shtei alechem and bikurim, that anything that's put on the ramp is a problem. But he didn't say they should teach that each one has its own laisase. Meaning the only thing you can learn from two things is to learn a limud, but not to learn a chiluk. So the mere fact that the Blaz did not mention chalukah based on these two limudim, that teaches you that two things cannot cause a chalukah. An opposite raya than what we said before from the same place. Kedusha Gemara says, "Ukar Bishmoel cholkim," but according to Rabbi Shmuel, two things that came out of the rule do cause a chalukah, to give each item a loisase or its own chatos. Toma aboyin barav chio divi Rabbi Shmuel shnei dvarim sheyotzim nakal cholkim. The Rabbi Merchia said that's based on Rabbi Shmuel, two things according to the Klal, or Choylik. How do we know that? The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, learned. It says in the Pasuk, Lo yise nachashu, ve lo yise oininu. These are two of the items that belong to sorcery, different things that a person does called nichush and inun, which are asu mina Torah. Says more about Allah, nichush ve inun bichlal hayu. Because the Torah already mentioned sorcery, and nichush and inun is part of sorcery. Came out of the rule to teach you that each one has its own loisase. So Rabbi Shmuel learns that two things could teach you a chalukah, that each one has his own love. Continues down the Gemara and starts something new. Klal bikoritz uprat bikoris. Until now we mentioned that if you have a rule of lavim and then one comes out of the rule, it teaches you on the whole rule, on the whole list, that they all have its own separate love. What about chorus? What about if the rule gives chorus, and then one comes out of the list and has its own chorus? Does it teach you have a chorus and each one on its own? And then if kimine is, because for every chorus, if it was done b'shoigig, you chayav a chatos. Does it not teach you that each one on the list is chayav its own chatos? Says the Gemara, Milsa de Rabbi Yochanan Amro klal upratu. Yeah, based on Rabbi Yochanan, it is a klal uprat. Klal uprat in this case, and our Gemara refers to the klal where you have a prat that came out of it. The Mar Ravo Bishu Rabbi Yochanan. Ravo said, "Name Rabbi Yochanan." Kichol Asher Yaseh Mikol Tovois Ha'ele V'Nichrisu. Speaks about Arayas, and it says, anyone who does Tovois, there's a rule. And you, anyone who does Tovois of Arayas, there's a curse. But then there's a list of Arayas, a specific Arayas from the list. They have their own curse. I think Morin is going to tell me what you learn from each one. So the first one is Achoisoi. It says a sister on its own that has its own curse. Bichlaloiso was part of the rule. Fiyotos minaklal came out of the rule. Why did it come out of the rule? Lechiluk alaklal. To teach you that each one of the arais has its own chorus and you made its own chatos. So you see that by chorus also you say this idea that if you have a rule of chorus and one comes out, it teaches you a chatos for each one. Says Gemara, hey, Siv, Rabbi Lozor vechti ve'ervas achois imcho v'achois avichol segale ki eshei rohero. Meaning now that you dash me, what a chois is going to teach you. Why is it mentioned a chois imcho? Why is it mentioned an ant? Says Gemara Mele Letzorech Yotzos Lidun Be'eria. That's specific to teach you that by Dodosu you have area, which means Ha'arol. The literal translation of Ha'arol is touching. Meaning when beginning of Ma'isibil, when there's just the touching, even before there was an actual penetration, it's already a Iserbil. So that's the reason that came out the ant, because it says in the pasuk over there, it's sheiro he'ero, loshon haro. And this teaches you, laklal kuloi, that all the arayas have the isur of haro. Omer lei, so he asked him, v'achtiv, what about the pasuk that says, v'isha she'ishka v'isha dovo, someone has a relationship with the isha who's nido, v'gila es revoso, es mekoyu he'ero. That's it, there it says also he'ero. What do you learn from nida that we don't have in the arayas before? Why is that Yotze min haklal? Says the Gemara is also coming to teach you something specific about Nid. Omele Litzorech Yotzos. Lidun bo is a Me'are kegoymer. To tell you also that Me'are, just touching, is like considered to be the Gemara Bil. Now why do you think Nid should be different than all the other arayas to already learn from the ant? Shelo toimar huil ve'ein chayavim oleo. Elo mishum tumo. The chiyuv of a nido is not because of relation, because of a family relation. Any nido, there's an issur of tumo of nido. So maybe because it's not because of a relation, of a family relationship, maybe loy naaseh bo itas me'arei kegoymer. Maybe you won't say there that me'arei is considered to be like goymer. Lefukach tzorech loymer. That's why you have to tell me by nida he'aro. The next few words Reb Chaim takes out. Omer lei ve'achtiv yeshei yishkav es doidosoi ervas doidogilo. You have a pasuk referring to the wife of an uncle. And it says there also ervas doy degilo, and you have there a pasuk tells you have chorus. Why is Yotze min haklal? Omer lei letzorech yotzas lidun b'ariri. There we're not speaking just a regular chorus. We speak about ariri, that the children die, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. Ask the Gemara, from Vol and Dalef, Echtiv isha sheikach es eishes ochiv. Someone takes the wife of his brother, nidoi. There also says chorus. Also there's a tzoich lidon bariri. Also to tell you that by a brother's wife, there's a special chorus, not a regular chorus, but a riri. The mar of yudon kolahin dichtiv ariri miyu. Wherever it says in the pasuk ariri miyu, it means having below bani. It means they won't have children at all. When it says ariri miyamutsu, koivim is bneim. Meaning they will have children, but the children will die in their lifetime. That's the special thing of ariri, which is not a regular chorus. It also means that they won't have children. And the Gemara is going to continue discussing these drashas in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, daf Nun Hei.